Number one, what is your name, please?
Well, my name is Swamp Swami.
Number two.
My name is Swamp Swami, and I'm not a crook.
Number three.
Hey, my name is Swamp Swami. Y'all miss me yet? And will the real Swamp Swami please stand up?
And it's B.Y. Whew! Clinging to the top spot in this week's Swamp Swami Top 25. In case you missed Friday night's late-night college football game, Brigham Young waited until the final 10 seconds to secure a 38-35 victory over Big 12 rival Oklahoma State. And with that win, BYU improved to 7-0 and maintained their top spot in the SwampSwamiSports.com College Football Top 25 rankings for the week ending Saturday, October 19th. Oklahoma State All-American running back Ollie Gordon II was simply incredible in defeat for the visiting Cowboys. He hurtled over one tackler on his way to the end zone in the first half and tallied three touchdowns as the energetic Oklahoma State squad fell to 3-4 with this difficult loss. After OSU took the lead with an 8-minute drive, leaving just a minute and a half on the clock, Brigham Young quarterback Jake Retzlaff drove the Cougars 75 yards in the final minute to grab the victory. Brigham Young is now 7-0 in the school's 40th year since their 1984 13-0 perfect season and their only national championship title in football. A road trip to 3-4 UCF awaits the top-ranked Cougars this Saturday at 2:30 p.m. on ESPN. And who's your Big Ten daddy? Thankfully, the Big Ten Conference is not just about those same two teams anymore. Defending national champion Michigan is fading fast at 4-3. Ohio State is 5-1. But it's Indiana and Big Ten newcomer Oregon who are now 7-0 to start the college football season. Penn State had a bye week, and they're lurking at 6-0. Now, many sports writers expected Oregon and Penn State to have a good start to their season, and they are. It's the 7-0 Indiana Hoosiers who have forced their way into the title discussion as well. An emphatic 56-7 Cornhusker thrashing of 5-2 Nebraska on Saturday was the largest Big Ten victory ever for Indiana University. If you're old enough to remember the 1967 Indiana Hoosiers, and I am, that team started 8-0 and went to the Rose Bowl game representing the Big Ten. But that's been 57 years since IU started their season this hot. Indiana's new head football coach, Kurt Cignetti, arrived on campus last winter after putting James Madison University on the college football map in the last three seasons. The 62-year-old offensive-minded coach witnessed 10 of his former JMU players also transfer over to Indiana to join him this year. Now, this football team was picked to finish 17th out of 18 Big Ten teams by the Big Ten media, and go ahead and boo them right here. But these IU Hoosiers are for real in 2024. Over to the SEC, where we find the Rock'em Sock'em Robots KOing the league's final unbeaten team. And then there were none. Texas was 6-0 and the only remaining SEC team with an unblemished record heading into last weekend's play. But on Saturday night in Austin, Texas, the Longhorns were bitten by a riled-up set of Georgia Bulldogs 30-15 to create a six-pack of 6-1 SEC teams. This new 6-1 SEC club now includes Georgia, Texas A&M, Texas, Tennessee, LSU, and Missouri. And three 5-2 teams, Alabama, Ole Miss, and the surprising Vanderbilt Commodores, must now win out all their remaining games to have any chance at making this new 12-team college football playoff. This Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. Central in Aggieland, the 6-1 LSU Tigers, who have finally discovered a defense in recent weeks, will visit 6-1 Texas A&M in a nationally televised game on ABC. Time to talk about Iowa State. They are off to a record start this year. And much like Indiana, fans of the Iowa State Cyclones are not expecting to see their team at 7-0 to start most football seasons. The last time that ISU started out with seven straight wins was 86 years ago, in 1938. After a last-minute 38-35 comeback thriller over UCF on Saturday night, Coach Matt Campbell's Iowa State team is now 4-0 in Big 12 conference play for the very first time in school history. The Cyclones will not play again until Saturday, November 2nd, when the 5-2 Texas Tech Red Raiders come to visit Ames, Iowa. This coming Saturday, Appalachian State will play its first home football game since Hurricane Helene. Boone, North Carolina is a very scenic city of about 20,000 people located in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. The home city and region for the aptly named Appalachian State Mountaineers was devastated by the massive flooding of Hurricane Helene starting on September 27th. The campus at App State had a few buildings which were damaged during last month's floods. However, the school's electricity and student services have been restored, and classes on campus resumed last Wednesday. According to a report last week, the university will require over $30 million to cover the ongoing debris removal and work to repair or replace some structural damage to a few of the school's buildings. This coming Saturday, though, the first home football game for Appalachian State University will be played since the tragic floods hit that region a month ago. The Georgia State Panthers, who are now 2-4 from Atlanta, will visit Boone, North Carolina to play 2-4 Appalachian State in a 12 noon Central Time kickoff on ESPN+. The Mountaineers' Director of Athletics, Doug Gillen, is happy that the school and region will finally have a few hours of positive energy after nearly a month of some very difficult and emotional recovery work. Said Gillen, quote, "App State football is an important part of the culture and economy of our university community, the High Country, and the Western North Carolina region. We hope that this event Saturday will further rally our community and help support all of those who are recovering." Let's reveal the top 25 for the week ending October 19, 2024. Our number 25 team this week from the ACC at 6-1, it's the Clemson Tigers. Coming in at 24, welcome back to UNLV. Now, they'll be hosting 5-1 Boise State Friday night, 9:30 p.m. That'll be a good game if you have the CBS Sports Network. Number 23 this week, the newcomer to the ACC, it's SMU, and they'll be traveling to 6-1 Duke Saturday, 7 p.m. on the ACC Network. Our 22nd team this week from the Sun Belt at 6-1, it's UL Lafayette. Number 20 this week is a tie between LSU and Missouri of the SEC. Now, as we talked about, LSU is going to be traveling to 6-1 Texas A&M, 6:30 p.m. on ABC Saturday night. Number 19 this week from the SEC as well, it's the Tennessee Volunteers. Number 18 from the American Conference, welcome to the Memphis Tigers. Number 17 from the Pac-2 Conference at 6-1. That's all there are, just two teams. Washington State just keeps on winning. Go Cougs. There's a tie for number 15 this week between Big 10 Illinois and Big 12 Kansas State. Now, as for Illinois, they will be at 7-0 Oregon Saturday at 2:30 p.m. That'll be a great game on CBS. Our number 14 team this week from the SEC, the University of Texas. Now, they'll travel to surprising 5-2 Vanderbilt. Watch out. Vanderbilt's been hot lately. That game will be played Saturday at 3:15 p.m. between Texas and Vanderbilt on the SEC Network. Coming up at number 13 this week, Texas A&M. They'll be host to LSU Saturday night at 6:30 on ABC. Number 12 this week, congratulations to the Georgia Bulldogs who took out Texas last week, and they have a bye game this week prior to their big game with Florida in Jacksonville on Saturday, November 2nd. And congratulations to our top-ranked 6-1 team, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, are number 11 this week. They've got a toughie. They're going to Annapolis to play undefeated 6-0 Navy, 11 a.m. Saturday on ABC. We have 10 teams who are unbeaten through this last week. They are number 10 Liberty from Conference USA, number 9 Pittsburgh of the ACC, and the Pitt Panthers will be taking on 5-1 Syracuse Thursday night this week, 6:30 p.m., mark it down on ESPN. Number 8 this week at 6-0 from the American Conference, the Naval Academy is hosting 6-1 Notre Dame this Saturday at 11 a.m. on ABC. Number 7 this week, 6-0, Penn State. They travel to 5-2 Wisconsin for a 6:30 p.m. game on NBC this Saturday night. Number 6 at 7-0, our first 7-0 team, the Army. And number 5 this week from the Big 12 at 7-0, it's Iowa State. Number 4 this week from the ACC at 7-0, it's the Miami Hurricanes. Number 3, moving on up, the Indiana Hoosiers from the Big 10. They'll be playing 4-3 Washington this Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big Ten Network. Now our final two at 7-0 from the Big Ten, the Oregon Ducks. They will be host to 6-1 Illinois. Great game coming up Saturday, 2:30 p.m. on CBS. And for the second straight week, our number one team from the Big 12 Conference, the Brigham Young Cougars. They will be traveling to 3-4 University of Central Florida this Saturday at 2:30 p.m. on ESPN. Enjoy your week of football. Come back next Monday and we'll tell you who's our top 25. I'm Swamp Swami.